St. Martin of Tours, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, do you know what today is? We call today Veterans Day, and in the church it's St. Martin's Day. The old name for today, for a civil holiday, is Armistice Day. Armistice is a good vocabulary word. It means an agreement to stop fighting. And this is how the first of the great wars that took place in the last century, this one about 100 years ago, was brought to an end. The reason why we rang the bell 11 times in a very sort of a sad way before we started was that it was at 11 o'clock on this day, the 11th of November, which in November, of course, is the 11th month, so you've got a string of 11s there. It was at 11 o'clock that the leaders of the different nations that were having the war signed an agreement not to fight anymore. So the first of these great wars came to an end. Now, what were they fighting about? Well, nobody really remembers any more than you would remember a fight that you had a long time ago with your brother or your sister or some friends. People do fight, and sometimes adults behave in a very childlike fashion. All we know is that they liked fighting so much that they decided they should fight some more about 20 years later, and it's probably never stopped since then. And all of the poor people that have to go away and be soldiers and suffer and die in very difficult circumstances, and sometimes they die with no one to pray for them. And all of the other people, the civilian people, I mean, that die in these wars too, it is a very sad affair. No wonder our Blessed Mother told us 100 years ago that wars come as a punishment from God because people are sinning. How different is the viewpoint that we have today? Today is sort of a happy holiday in the Catholic Church for a very great saint. He's the first saint who didn't die as a martyr to be honored by the whole church, and his name is St. Martin. And as it happens, by kind of a heavenly coincidence, he's the patron saint of soldiers. And this is his story. He lived a long, long time ago, just after the end of the persecutions in the 4th century. And he was born in what is today the country of Hungary, and his daddy was a soldier. Only they were having a hard time getting enough soldiers to fight, so the emperor decreed that every son whose father was a soldier would have to go into the army too. Now, St. Martin's parents were pagans, but he had heard about our Lord, and he was going to church and studying the catechism. That was called being a catechumen, but he wasn't baptized yet. But he didn't want to have to go to war, but so he did have to go, and so off he went to war, and he had, because this is how they did it back then, he had his own servant to take care of him. Only because he was studying how to be a Christian, he didn't treat him like a slave or anything, no. He was very kind to him, and very often he would do the servant's work, because that was the way of Jesus Christ. The other soldiers used to make fun of him because he wouldn't use bad language or commit sins, and he was very charitable. But he was studying to be a Christian, to put on Christ. And then you know the famous story about him? That happened, it wasn't a day like today, which is a sweet day of St. Martin's summer. It was a cold, cold November day and kind of wet. And he was riding his horse with the other soldiers, and they were outside of the walls of a city in France called Amiens. And there he saw a poor, shivering beggar. Well, because he wanted to be like Christ, he didn't want to just ride by and leave this man shivering in the cold without anything to wear, but he didn't have any money with him. And he probably didn't have any credit cards either or anything or any food, nothing that he could give the poor man. So he thought to himself, you have to use your imagination when you're being good. I've got my big cloak. And back then, the Roman soldiers wore a big, heavy woolen cloak that kept them toasty warm on the coldest of days. So he whips off his cloak, and he takes out his big sword, you know, like the sword of St. Joan of Arc, but just that kind of a big sword, and He chops it in half, and he gives half to the poor beggar, who puts it on, and he's so grateful, and he keeps just half for himself because he thinks, that's all I really need. This would be enough for me. Well, the other soldiers really laughed at him that day, but that night, Jesus appears to him in a dream, and he's wearing the cloak. In other words, that was our Lord, but hidden under the appearance of a poor beggar that St. Martin had taken care of. And our Lord says, Martin, while he was still just studying to be a Catholic, has clothed me with his cloak. And then he realized, well, if our Lord's appearing to me, I should get baptized. So he went to see the bishop, and that was St. Hilary, and he got himself baptized. Only now, since he was baptized, he thought, I shouldn't be in the army, because the army was very pagan. And he didn't want to do pagan things. He wanted to be a follower of Christ. And so they were going to have a war with the barbarians who were invading the country. And the emperor was named Julian the Apostate, and he was coming, and he was giving bonuses to all of the soldiers for fighting the barbarians, on account of because barbarians are extremely fierce. Well, when his time came to come up and receive his extra money, why then, St. Martin said to him, excuse me, Emperor, your highness, but I can't take the money. Why not, the emperor said, because I'm not going to fight in the army anymore, because I've just been baptized as a Christian, and I'm finished with pagan things. Well, the emperor was very angry and accused him of being a coward. And he said, no, I'm not a coward. You can put me on the front line of the battle tomorrow, and I'll show you how brave I am in Christ. And the emperor said, we shall do exactly that. And he threw him into prison overnight. Well, the next day, there was no more war. Why? The Romans had signed an armistice, remember our word for today, an agreement not to fight anymore, with the barbarians. And so he was free. And he went to see the bishop who had baptized him, St. Hilary, and he said he wanted to become a priest and a monk. And so St. Hilary gave him the minor order of being an exorcist for driving out demons. And then he thought about his parents back home in Hungary, and he thought, I better go to see them and see how they're doing, and maybe they would like to be baptized too. And on his way, he ran into some robbers as he was crossing the mountains called the Alps. And one of the robbers had this big sort of a barbarian axe, and he was about ready to whack him in the head with it, and that would have killed him. Except the other robber said, no, don't. So he didn't. And instead they tied him up. And the first robber, he went off to find more victims. And the second robber was supposed to just guard him till the first man returned. And the robber who was guarding him said to him, well, who are you anyway? And he said, I am a Christian. That's what I am. And then he says, aren't you afraid of me? I could kill you, you know. And St. Martin says, I've never felt more confident of our Lord's mercy. You're the one who should be afraid, because the way you make your living by being a robber, our Lord could never have mercy on you. You should be afraid to practice such a trade. And the robber started listening to him. Tell me some more, he said. What do you mean? And St. Martin told him all about Jesus Christ and three persons in the Blessed Trinity and how there's heaven and hell, and God wants us to go to heaven, only we need to be baptized and be sorry for our sins, and he needs to become a Catholic, and everything else. Well, pretty soon as they were talking, the robber untied him and let him go. And then they got up, and he showed him how to get back to the main road and to go off safely before the other robber, the bad one, came back. That was an interesting experience, one of many that our saint had in his life. Later on, he got to Hungary finally, and he saw his parents, and there were a lot of heretics around who said that our Lord wasn't really God, and he got into trouble with them because he showed them they were wrong, and they beat him for it, but he didn't care. And then he went back to France, where he had been a soldier, and he started a monastery, and they were very, very strict, and they lived in little huts, and they ate hardly anything, and they prayed a lot, and he would drive out the devil from people who were possessed. Well, because he was so holy, the people thought it would be a good idea for him to be the bishop after St. Hilary died. Well, he didn't want to be the bishop because he was so humble, and he really was a saint. And so he hid, and you know where he hid? He hid in the goose pen. They didn't have turkeys back then, they had geese instead. And that's a good use for geese, you know, that way they wouldn't be all around the place making messes. Instead, they would just cook them and have them for dinner sometimes on feast days. And so he hid with the geese, and the geese started making noises. They started honking, and that's how the people found where St. Martin was hiding. And they took him and they made him be the bishop. And then he became the apostle of France, and he traveled all over the country, converting as many people as possible and driving out many demons and working other miracles. That's the story of today's saint. He's the patron saint of soldiers, and he's a great, great saint and apostle for the whole Catholic Church. Children, remember the good lesson of St. Martin, how he wasn't afraid, not even to talk up to an emperor. He wasn't afraid if the soldiers would make fun of him. He wasn't afraid when those robbers tied him up and were going to put him to death. All he cared about was obeying our Lord. Who's our Lord? He's our commander in chief. And who are all of you? You are the soldiers of his army, the soldiers of Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.